You are listening to the She Runs the Show podcast with Cassandra Vaughn, episode 343, the solo series. Are you ready to say goodbye to distraction, analysis paralysis, and shiny object syndrome and say hello to laser-focused, consistent, daily, massive action, DMA? If you said yes, check out my online course, the Daily Massive Action Masterclass. In this course, you will learn my daily massive action system that you can use to plan, prioritize, and take consistent daily massive action on your biggest life goals. If being consistent is something you struggle with, this course is definitely for you. Learn more by going to CassandraVaughn.com/DMA Masterclass. Again, learn more about the Daily Massive Action Masterclass by going to CassandraVaughn.com/DMA Masterclass. Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 343. Cassandra Vaughn with you here. In this episode, I want to ask and start to answer a really important question. Are you willing to outgrow yourself? Just sit with that for a second. Are you willing to outgrow yourself? You know, I saw this quote on Pinterest the other day, and it said, "Don't be afraid to become someone new. You owe no one an explanation as to why you've chosen to see yourself in a different light at whatever point in your life that might be. Who do you want to be right now? Be that. Feel very free to reinvent yourself." Unknown. Feel very free to reinvent yourself. But before we can even get into the whole reinvention thing, there is a question that for each of us wanting to reinvent ourselves, we have to be able to ask and answer, and it's this: are you willing to outgrow yourself? Are you willing to become more of who you truly are? Are you willing to break through comfort zones? Are you willing to outgrow yourself? And so then once we sort of sit with that question, like, am I really willing to do this? I say I want to reinvent my life. I say I want to become the best version of me. I say I want to do all of these things. And when I really sit with it and I say, am I willing to outgrow myself? And the answer that comes back to me is yes. Yes, I am willing to outgrow myself. Well, then what, right? Once I decide that yes, if reinvention requires outgrowing who I've been, what happens next? Here's where I want to spend the bulk of this podcast episode. Because it's one thing to say you want to outgrow yourself. It's quite another thing to say, yes, and I'm willing to do what is required to do that, to outgrow myself. So the initial part is just asking the question and being okay with the answer. Sometimes you'll say, am I willing to outgrow myself? And the answer is, right now in this season, I have so much stress and I have so much on my plate and I have so much in my life that outgrowing myself right now would totally rock my boat. And the answer is no. And you know what? In this season, that may be the right answer for you. Only you know what the right answer to am I willing to outgrow myself is. But let's say you've decided. Let's say you've asked the question, you said, am I willing to outgrow myself? And you were like, yes, I am so ready to outgrow my bullshit and my excuses and the things I've been putting off, and I'm willing to outgrow myself. Then here's where we get to the tactical, strategic, practical conversation of, are you willing to do what's required to outgrow yourself? And you might be saying, well, okay, well, what does outgrowing myself actually require? I'm so glad you asked, because that's what we're talking about in this episode. Because outgrowing yourself will require of you four things. The first thing that outgrowing yourself will require is it will require you courageously owning who you are and what you want, especially in situations when others won't like what that looks like on you, right? I'll give you little examples. When you are saying, yes, I'm willing to outgrow myself, you have to courageously own what outgrowing actually looks like on you. Do you cut your hair? Do you grow your hair? These are the simple, superficial things. Do you now start working out at the gym at 5 o'clock in the morning when you used to sleep in till 7? Do you eat differently? Do you move differently? Do you work at a different place? Do you find a different job? Do you change your careers? Like, who are you and what do you actually really want? Not who you've been, not who other people want you to be, but when you are saying, yes, I am willing to outgrow myself, you've got to be ready to courageously own, this is who I am. This is what I want. And courageously owning that can be super difficult when you're dealing with family and friends and partners and dynamics where maybe you feel like if you were truly yourself with them, that would not be okay. Not that it wouldn't be enough, but it just wouldn't be acceptable, right? Like there's a whole not enough thing going on there, but there's also a whole who I really am or who I'd really want to become would be something they wouldn't want in their lives and therefore would lead to an abandonment or a rejection of me. You got to be good with that. You have to be good that that may happen. You have to also be good that you may decide to abandon or reject them because when you become who you really are, they may not fit into the picture of your life anymore. Either way, there is a loss. Either way. But if you're going to outgrow yourself, it does require that you courageously own who you really are and what you really want. That's the first thing. The second thing that outgrowing yourself will require is this. Outgrowing yourself requires outgrowing the habits that helped you survive, but continue to take away from your ability to thrive. Surviving and thriving don't live in the same galaxy. They don't. And so the things that you did to survive will not serve you when you hit your thriving season. And you will have to let those survival mechanisms go. And you will need to replace those with habits that lead to your thriving in your thriving season. And so when we talk about habits, let me give you some examples of survival habits that many of us have used or use now to keep us safe. For example, making everyone else but you feel comfortable in a room, in an experience, even in your own life. If you are the person who's always trying to keep the peace, if you are the person who's always trying to make everything okay for everybody else, if you are the person who is always trying to make sure everybody's good, everybody's fine, even if it totally inconveniences you, that is a survival habit that will not help you thrive. Just won't. You got to be willing to let other people be uncomfortable if that means you get what you need. You have to trust that other people, grown-ass adults, know what they need to do to make themselves comfortable in situations and that you do not have to be their crutch through life. Making everyone else but you feel comfortable in a room, in an experience, in your own life is a survival habit that will not serve you. Here is another survival habit that will not serve you. Downplaying your gifts and talents out of a fear that other people will think you are too much for those. And I want to be very clear when I say this. So I'm going to take this a little bit slower. You will only ever be too much for those who don't belong with you. Being yourself fully, completely, unapologetically allows you to vet folks and weed the people out who don't belong with you earlier than you would have if you were pretending to be somebody they're okay with. I'm just saying. Downplaying your gifts and talents, making yourself smaller is a survival habit that will not serve you in your thriving season. You need to let that shit go. Be all of you, all the gifts, all the talents, all the abilities, openly, completely, honestly, everything. And those who don't like it, those who feel smaller in the presence of it, they can go. The door is to the left. Nobody's holding anybody captive. That is another survival habit. Another habit that really helped you in survival mode, but will not be beneficial in your thriving season is not taking care of your physical body because you don't feel worthy of your own time, energy, and effort. I've done this one many, many times. If you find yourself in the space of being like, I don't have time to meal prep. I don't have time to eat well. I don't have time to exercise. I have this and that and this and that, and I have to be in this meeting and that thing and doing that thing, and I don't. Let me tell you what you're basically saying to yourself, because I've said this to myself many times. You are saying to yourself, I don't matter to me. I want you to hear it as heavy and as hard hitting as it is. I don't matter to me. When you are not taking care of the only temple you have this lifetime to live in, what you are essentially saying to the temple that is your body is, I'm not worthy of my own care. I'm not worthy of my own time. I'm not worthy of my own focus. And I don't give a shit about whether my body goes to shit. Is that something you really want to say? Is that really for 95 years the message you want to deliver to a body that houses you, cares for you, holds you, contains your soul, takes care of you, fights off illness? Is that really what you want to say to the temple that is your body? That The not taking care of your physical body because you don't feel worthy of your own time, energy, and effort is a survival habit that cannot go into your thriving season. Another one, dismissing your deepest desires because you already feel overwhelmed by the wants and needs of others. Again, I'm going to go back to this whole thing about people being grown-ass individuals. Grown-ass adults can handle their own desires, can meet their own needs. You are not indispensable to them, and you meeting somebody else's needs should never come at the consistent cost of you fulfilling your deepest desires. Notice I said consistent cost. There will be seasons when you might have to put yourself on the back burner a little bit. You have a newborn, obviously. You've got to put yourself on the back burner. You have an elderly parent and they're in full-fledged dementia and you're the only one to take care of them. Obviously, that comes with the territory of that. Outside of those extreme temporary situations, if you find yourself constantly dismissing your deepest desires because you are so overwhelmed with meeting the wants and needs of other people, you really need to reassess what is in your basket to do and what is in their jurisdiction to handle. Because if they are adults, if they are grown, if they are capable of meeting their own needs, I don't know why you're dismissing your desires to meet theirs. That is not a reciprocal relationship. Last example of habits that helped you survive but will not be able to help you thrive is the not going for your biggest wants, but instead settling for your most minimal needs. You know, when other people do that to us, we call it breadcrumbing, but it is kind of breadcrumbing ourselves. It's like, I really want this, but I'll settle for this. This is okay. This is good. This is fine. This is for right now. These are the excuses that we tell ourselves. Like, I really want that, but I'll take this. This is okay. Anytime you hear yourself going, this is okay, this is fine, you ought to question whether you're breadcrumbing yourself. You ought to be like, what am I doing over here? Because either way, if I go for what I really want and it takes a ton of work to get, or I settle for less and it takes a ton of energy to like stave off my resentment and bitterness about settling, it's the same amount of energy in different places, in different spectrums, but still the same amount of energy that you're wasting spending. So you can either spend your energy to go after what you really want, or you can spend your energy fighting off the resentment and bitterness that you feel for breadcrumbing yourself. You choose. So again, the second thing that outgrowing yourself requires is outgrowing the habits that, yes, they helped you survive. We honor the fact that they did, but continue to take away from your ability to thrive, because the things you did in your survival season will not work in your thriving season. Just won't. Different territory, different requirements. The third thing that outgrowing yourself will require is this. Outgrowing yourself requires holding yourself to extremely high standards. Extremely is a key word that I put in there for a reason. It requires that you hold yourself to extremely high standards when it comes to following through on your self-commitments, even if doing so means you don't keep the commitments you make to others. There are people out there who are vigilant in keeping the commitments they make to others and horrific at the extent to which they keep the commitments they make to themselves. Let me be clear. There is nothing that, and I've said this in many books and I've said this in many podcast episodes, there is nothing that will deflate your level of self-belief faster than not keeping the commitments you make to yourself, which is why I always advocate, keep the number of self-commitments you make to yourself on a daily basis small, because there's only so much time in a day. And you want to be consistent about keeping the commitments you make to yourself. If you say to yourself, I'm going to intermittent fast today, then do that. Don't make five other commitments on top of that. If you say to yourself, I am going to make my number one priority for this year, losing 30 pounds, then don't make work your number one priority. I hate to tell, or don't make the losing of the weight your number one priority. Say, no, it's actually my number five. Good. You'll keep the commitments you make to yourself. But every time you don't keep a commitment you make to yourself, and you know what commitments you're making to yourself, nobody else has to know, you know. The moment you break your own self-commitments, in your own eyes, you become a liar, you become a traitor, you become a person who cannot be trusted. Do you see the problem? So not keeping your own self-commitments not only deflates your self-belief, it impairs your self-trust, it causes you to see your identity in a very different way. Keep the commitments you make to yourself and hold yourself to the extremely high standard of I don't great commitments I make to myself. If I make a commitment to myself, I keep it. If I say I'm going to do something for myself, I'm going to do it, even if that means I have to disappoint other people. So the third thing that outgrowing yourself requires is it requires holding yourself to extremely high standards when it comes to following through on your self-commitments, even if doing that means you don't keep the commitments you make to other people. The fourth and final thing I'm going to talk about today in terms of what outgrowing yourself requires is this. Outgrowing yourself requires getting good with boredom, persistence, and how long the achievement of great things actually takes. This cannot be said enough. To achieve any major, massive, big goal in your life, it is going to take so much investment of time, energy, and money than you ever expected at the outset. It is going to take so much longer in terms of months, years, than you ever thought possible. And it is going to be filled with so many not exciting moments, so many boredom moments, so many moments where you're like, oh my goodness, this is just so boring. What? You know, like I just think about it. When you are meal prepping and you are trying to consume high protein, pretty high fat, low carb, I'm not saying keto, I'm not a keto fan. It is so boring what you eat in general. It is so boring. Like you can change the seasonings, you can whip up different things, but it's so boring. And yet you still got to do it to get the results you want for a very long period of time. Growing your glutes in the gym. I don't know how many friends I've said, growing your glutes in the gym takes 2 years. I mean, literally 2 years. And you're like, oh, I can't believe it takes this. It does. It really does. It takes forever. It just does. And you got to be good with that. You got to be good with how long things take. That's what I'm saying. Outgrowing yourself requires getting really good with boredom, persistence, and how long the achievement of great things actually takes. And the number one thing here is you've got to master boredom. And so many of us, because of our phones and social media and the internet and all DoorDash and Instacart and ordering from Amazon Prime, we are so not good with boredom. And if you want to outgrow yourself, let me tell you, the number one thing you've got to get good with is boredom. Don Miguel Ruiz in The Four Agreements said, repetition makes the master. Meaning you just do a thing over and over and over again. How boring is that? It's very boring. Boredom leads to mastery. If you can get good with boredom, you will get really good at habits. If you get really good at habits, you get really good at systems. If you get really good at systems, you get really good at shifting identity. And the name of the game when it comes to outgrowing yourself is the shifting of identity, namely yours. So there you have it. The four things that outgrowing yourself requires. One, it requires courageously owning who you are and what you want, especially in situations when others won't like what that life looks like on you. A lot of people won't be okay with that. Number two, outgrowing yourself requires outgrowing the habits that helped you survive, but continue to take away from your ability to thrive. In your own life, you know what those are already. You need thriving habits to have a thriving season. Number three, outgrowing yourself requires holding yourself to extremely high standards when it comes to following through on your self-commitments, even if doing so means you don't keep the commitments you make to other people. It's time to get good with disappointing others so you can keep the commitments you make to yourself. And number four, outgrowing yourself requires getting good with boredom, persistence, and how long the achievement of great things actually takes. It will always take far longer than you think it will. Are you in it for the long haul? That's the question. And can you do all the things required to get there, no matter how boring they turn out to be? That's the other question. All right, everybody, there you have it. Are you willing to outgrow yourself? Think about that question. It's super important to life and business. And as always, please share this episode with someone you know would benefit from hearing it. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you on the next episode of She Runs the Show.